Maybe. Programming is more than meets the eye. Maybe we're all underestimating it. And it's actually the language of the future, regardless of what your career is going to be. It all starts pretty easy, too. Just a few fancy words that describe unusual, but eventually pretty friendly things. I think because it's a tool-making language, there is something about programming that will help you travel all the way up. The apps of the future will absolutely be web-based. So it is again, JavaScript, HTML-based JavaScript object orchestration, and applying object styles or properties by selecting objects by their attributes somehow. On top of this, you add signals with map, filter, and reduce, which means you can mangle the signal and get a new signal back, and the chain will continue updating, or state derived an effect. If you are a lovely weirdo, that's fine too. And you put your HTML inside the signal subscription or effect, or use a tagged template literal that gives you a weird tree with reactive attributes that you then dump into the DOM, and then synchronize that way. Both are valid. Because the effect or subscription, though not as fine-grained as VNodes, is wise. You're grouping a whole lot of operations together and then just update the DOM in a single go. And you bet, eventually, HTML will update even more efficiently without disrupting the user interface, like where the cursor is at or what is selected. It will just happen one day. The browsers will update and there will be no need for VNodes. And at this point, you just make your custom web components. You don't have to make them as basic as a gradient maker or switches. You can make them as beautiful as what you see on the screen right now. And then you just nest them to create web extensions or add-ons, applications, desktop with Electron, smartphone with native script madness, and then the web. One after another, each more beautiful than the previous. Where your social network profile can be completely what you want it to be. Your selection of 3 if you are tidy and minimalist, 6 if you are fierce, or 9 if you really mean it. Applications will paint a picture of you and your knowledge that will be as beautiful as true. It is who you really are. It is your design portfolio. It is your resume, if you are into that. And it is a display of the content of your character, your curiosities, and where you are headed in life. Isn't that strange? They're just computer programs you made, and yet, they are also a show of your future. Some of your apps can have a dedicated website with fascinating screenshots and a sign-up button. Some service starting at $4 a month, and you know it, involving AI in some creative and interesting and useful way. Maybe one will be an app store itself that people can buy as a whole to launch their own, or use AI to put apps into. With enough users wishing to make a sale, you just ask them to self-advertise and their store page will run ads for other related shops as well. And then, of course, artificial intelligence apps, security apps, design, NetSec, hacking, SIGINT. Only you can tell. Which is how people will be able to tell who you are and help you along. Hire you maybe buy from you. If you decide to become a programmer, you will write thousands of libraries, frameworks, commands, websites, and apps. If you keep programming, close. But only as a fascinating game, as a brain teaser, then maybe you'll just make 3 or 9 apps. Though, of course, not at once, one at a time. A sentimental one in middle school, a rebellious one in high school, the big moneymaker in college, and the classy one when you retire. At every step, it is an amazing way to show off your skills, to present your design portfolio, a list of your projects. Yeah, we live in a world that has a lot to do with money, so sometimes to get hired, sometimes to get approved for a project, sometimes to join some group of developers. Programming, this thing that you can do on your own as early as 10 years old, helps you grow without anybody telling you where to go or how fast to grow. It just helps you learn and create amazing things that other people will treat with great respect. To add a personal story, I might have experienced boredom once or twice. I'm not even sure if it was full boredom or just school reality. And at about 10, give or take a year, I started programming. I have spent all my life fascinated by complexity and in hot pursuit of elegant solutions to brain teasers. Most of the time, I don't even need paper or pencil. I just close my eyes and move along use cases, interesting apps that I glance that I know I can improve. Today, I spent at least 30 minutes with my eyes closed at the gym, dreaming up a website color theme creator. A completely novel problem under AI, mind you. Designers and developers are still stuck in the past. I'm 99% sure nobody touched CSS colors with artificial intelligence yet. AI-based website theme makers with template generators are clearly a good moneymaker. People who are in a hurry trying to get their own projects done will pay, upload an image, set a logo and some basic brand colors, and then generate a unique design system or multiple ones for different purposes. That's business, and it's good business. From code to color, all of this is AI while you are learning programming. And when something is broken, the customer will post a comment on an AI-based social network that you provide, and the AI will generate a new revision of code for all of your customers. So one company with one bug uses a human to catch the bug, and then AI fixes everything and the human verifies it all for all of your customers. All they have to do is just click update. Yeah, and the more signups you have, the more eyes on all the designs. And because they need the user interfaces for their own money making, they will pay. So as long as you treat business with a little bit of respect and build one money-making thing on top of another, the AI is correct when it says that money is everywhere. Though please understand, programming is not about money. If you make it about money, you will be stressed out and companies will drain you of all your creativity. It's about class. It's about pursuits of excellence. It's about growing. It's about those brain teasers. It's about creativity. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. I think programming, because it's so accessible at such an early age, is just special. It's the language of the future. It's an extension to English, or whatever your native language is. Ability to conduct a symphony orchestra with a programming language is a bridge towards your future. It's about a path towards greatness. It's about you recognizing that there is no way forward without pursuits of excellence, something that you have to accept responsibility for. You gain nothing by temporarily memorizing for quizzes. If anything, the teacher gains the pleasure of watching you fail at life the way they did. And for a mere grade that means nothing in real life, that they pull out of their fat butt. Please, just accept the responsibility for your own self-education. The sooner the better. Don't wait for high school. Don't wait for any school. Just get your mittens on a computer and start programming away. Understand that to grow up must and must only ever mean growing all the way up, not just part way. And that in turn means that you are charged with becoming a great being. It could be programming. It could be the programs you build or virtual schools. It could be about the programming books that you write. Or it could be that programming is just a first step to somewhere greater. Somewhere that will only fit you and nobody else. And it will be there that you will start climbing the ladders towards greatness. I say this, and this may be true for middle school already, but let me just say that at the very least, high school should make you a master programmer. Because though computers are the future, clearly, programming languages are the languages of the future.